Coach.
Hey, how are you?
Glad to see you again. Wish we were under different circumstances. Oh, hey. I was hoping to bring you some good luck here.
We played like we played most of the year, so, you know, sometimes you kind of get what you get. So.
Started off good. Started off real good. You know, put the first nine up on the board, move the ball well, and hit your passes. And
we did. We looked really good on the first two drives. I think we got a little complicated as we went down there on the third drive, and that kind of hurt us while we were stuck down there. Probably should have been safer and punted that away, and instead we threw the ball. We got a little greedy and threw that pick down there because we tried to throw it. So that put it, you know, what was it, 9-10?
Yeah.
But
10-9. That
really
the kicker kind of changed.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We've been seeing him for 3 years though,
really?
So we know. Oh yeah. But for the guys, you know, for us, it's always about you're down by one, and it was like. I thought someone died. I wasn't sure because it was like a funeral. So it's, you know, just trying to get guys to say, it's just, who cares? Quit looking at that. Maybe everybody didn't have it. Because we practice really well, but then we have that thing glaring at us just saying, you're down by one, you're down by one. You know, you're in trouble. It's time to panic. So they just still kind of, you got to build, you got to kind of get out of that mode to be successful in this game. You got to just forget about that. Like Nick Saban says, you win the play, forget about the scoreboard. But we can't forget about the scoreboard, and then we don't see the play enough. So got it flipped. We worry about the big things, not the little things. But that, I think that's really, you know, you're down by one, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, panic mode, dude. And then down by four, and it's even more panic mode. So just things you got to work on. I think Danville did a better job of facing the adversity probably than we did. They kind of worked through it a little better maybe, so. Because they were in a pickle too, right? 9-0.
They were.
That's the time to panic. But they didn't panic, and you know I think that keep making plays. They did a good job. They're a good football team, really.
Yeah, they are.
Not what they were last year, maybe, but they're different. But they're still very good.
Right.
Number two was hurt, but he played through it when they needed him.
Right.
So the risk putting him in, but they got him out of there okay, I think, and won the game. It's the way it should go, you know. You try to tell the boys every week is if you don't have great weeks, you're not gonna have great Fridays. And if you let the little things drag you down, but not worry about the little, you know, not work on the little things, you're gonna have a rough night. So things we gotta keep teaching. Game.
How good
it's
luck
very fair the
you
game,
coach.
You know, it always gets you. You can't cheat it. It always gets you.
Well, thanks again for a good season, coach.
No problem.